Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of Romans, chapter number 1, and we're continuing our study on apostasy as it's described for us here in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 down through verse number 32. You remember in this first segment of our study on the book of Romans, we're looking at the need of salvation exposed. And I said to you in this study, the Lord gives us three different groups of people who are all sinners, yet they live a completely different lifestyle. You see, it does not matter about your lifestyle. If you're not saved by the grace of God, you're still a sinner headed for hell. In chapter number 1, we're looking at the heathen sinner and his perverted religion. In chapter number 2, verses 1 through 16, we will look at the hypocritical sinner and his pretended religion. And then beginning with chapter 2, verse 17, and going down into chapter number 3, we're going to look at the Hebrew sinner and his powerless religion. And then we find out that God dumps them all three into the same category and lists them as guilty before God. I said to you, Romans chapter 1, verse number 18 through verse 32, is a great picture of apostasy. In our study, we're looking at three thoughts. Number one, we've already looked at the reason for apostasy. And I said to you, apostasy rests upon two simple truths. Number one, they reject the truth of God. And then number two, they rely upon themselves. And friend, when you do that, as I've said earlier, that's like committing spiritual suicide. And then after we looked at the reason for apostasy, we looked at the route to apostasy. In verses 21 through verse number 23, there are six steps downward. The Bible said, number one, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. And again, I emphasize, I do believe that speaks of an intellectual knowledge and not an experiential knowledge, knowing God. And then number two, the Bible said, neither were they thankful. Number three, the Bible said that they became vain in their imagination. Number four, and their foolish heart was darkened. Number five, the Bible said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And then number six, the Bible said that they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. Do you see those steps downward away from God? So there is the reason for apostasy, and there's the route to apostasy. Now on the broadcast today, we're going to get into our study on the results of apostasy. And in this study, there's a very simple outline given in the Word of God. We see a phrase that is used three times in these verses. One word is changed in the last one. The Bible said in verse number 24, God gave them up. Again, the Bible said in verse number 26, God gave them up. And then in verse number 28, the Bible said God gave them over. Number one, in verse number 24, the Bible said God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart. Then in verse number 26, the Bible said God gave them up unto vile affections. And then verse 28, the Bible said that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now, we're going to look at all three of these. Again, I want you to remember this is the result of people who had a knowledge of God, but they reject the truth, they rely upon themselves, and they start a road downward away from God. And this is the result. God will deal with them in mercy for a period of time, but there comes a time when it's as though God said, I've had it, and judgment falls. And God starts a process. May I say to you, there are some who will experience all three of these steps in the results of apostasy. There are some who only experience the first step. Maybe some experience the first two steps. Some go all the way and live in all three stages of apostasy that is mentioned here in the Word of God. Look at verse number 24. The Bible said, wherefore, which simply means because of what's been stated in the previous verses. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Because they were unthankful. Because they were vain in their imaginations. Because their foolish heart was darkened. Because they professed themselves to be wise, they became fools. And because they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, because of this, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, I want to make this statement, and I'll deal with this more as we progress. The first step deals with the bodies. The second step deals with their heart and soul. And the third step deals with their mind. And I'm convinced that the first two have an opportunity to be saved. But when a person comes down to the point of verse 28, when God gives them over to a reprobate mind, I do not believe they have the discernment to know good from evil, right from wrong, and will die in that condition, lost without God, and go to hell. But now notice, if you will, please, in verse number 24 and in verse number 25, the Bible teaches us here that God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart. Notice what the result of that was. The Bible said to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And again, I repeat verse 25. He said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. In my outline, I'm simply saying that God gave them up to dishonor their bodies. Now, I've lived long enough to experience what a lot of the younger generation has not experienced. I was born in 1942, so I grew up through the 50s and the 60s. I graduated from high school in 1959, and I came through my early youth in the 60s and then in the 70s. And in those years, after World War II, there was a revolution in America of nakedness. People started wearing clothing that revealed their flesh. And may I say, though, at that time, it was a very small amount of nakedness that was being revealed. But then as you came into the 60s, and we began to see people out in the public, in society, with hardly any clothes on. And God said, you want this nakedness? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you up to uncleanness, to dishonor your own bodies between yourselves. And as a result of that, we saw an explosion of fornication in those roaring 60s and 70s and 80s. It was just a growing thing. When I graduated from high school in 1959, if I may speak plainly, There were not 10 girls, probably not even 5 girls, that the boys thought they could get. And you understand what I'm talking about. Just about every girl in our graduating class was still a virgin. But friend, we've come a long way from that today. You'd be fortunate in many schools to find that 10 ladies in the graduating class were still virgins. But I'm saying to you, this society that we live in America chose nakedness. They chose to dishonor God by their own lustful heart and developing of a lustful lifestyle. And so God just simply takes away their moral restraint. And we became a sin-sick, sex-soaked society. You see, what happened, preacher? America's had revivals in days gone by. You know why? Americans feared God. Americans honored the Word of God. They may not have been saved, but they knew something about the truth of God. And they respected God. But now then, they rejected that. And with that rejection, we're going to find that God rejects them. You see, God will not make you be saved and serve Him. But friend, when God starts His judgment, you won't make God stop either. No. And so the Bible says here that God removes their moral restraint and gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. I know you don't hear much preached about this today, but the Bible still says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 18, flee fornication. And then he makes this statement, every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And so God said, you're going to reject me? You're going to reject my word? You're going to rely upon how you feel about something, what you think about it? Then God said, I'm going to remove moral restraint. I'm going to give you up to uncleanness through the lust of your own hearts, to dishonor their bodies between themselves. And friend, we moved into that society that started to revealing nakedness, committing fornication. Then they started living together without being married. And you remember God said marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. So it is as though God said, I've had it. That's enough. And he pulls back moral restraint. And he's turned this generation over to uncleanness through the lust of their flesh, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. They worship sexual gratification more than they worship the God of glory. Well, our time is gone again. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me encourage you that you pray for the harvest time broadcast. You know the situation that our economy is in. And this radio ministry is sustained by the offerings of the people. Pray for the broadcast and then write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And then join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.